With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. National jet ski rider James Munro Jr., rider number 345, is gearing up for an emotional and high-stakes return to the water this Sunday as round two of the Cayman Islands Watercraft Association jet ski series hits Cardiff Beach in East End. Munro finished seventh in round one after battling mechanical issues, but this weekend's race carries a deeper meaning for him and the entire jet ski community.
Just for reference, I recently lost my grandfather about 2.5 weeks ago, and a friend of ours in the jet ski community, Mazi from West Bay. So this race is a difficult one. Not really difficult, but it's a touching one, you know? Yeah. You know, So for this race, it's going to be a lot different. My team will come out representing Mazi and my grandfather just to push out an extra push in honor of these guys.
With a new setup and renewed focus, Munro says he's confident he can climb the standings in the Pro Open class.
I placed 7th overall in the rankings for the day. And yeah, just pushing to get back up, running a different setup this time. So I'm pretty confident that this setup will push me out in front in the Pro Open class, which is the fastest category in Cayman. My competition is everyone in Pro class, to be honest. JJ McLean, Nathan McLean, Klein Glidden, Ben Mantel. Yeah, those guys, they're fast.
Munro also credited his newly signed sponsors for helping him stay competitive in a sport he compares to Formula One in terms of cost and maintenance.
Big up to my newly signed sponsors, the Office of the Premier, Scott's Marine Cayman, Valve Tech, Pinned Up Performance, Right Start Daycare in Cayman, Mechanic and Wheels, 7 Mile Burger, Solus Racing.
Awesome. Why is it so important to have these sponsors on board with you?
It is very important to have these sponsors because jet ski racing is comparable to F1. You know, it's not cheap. Sometimes I look at the prices for these maintenance parts or, you know, upgrades, and I just look at it and I ask myself, did I need glasses? Sponsors play a very big role in funding all the expenses and making everything align and just come together.
Round two of the CIRA series gets underway this Sunday at Cardiff Beach. The event is free to the public, and Munro says he's ready to put everything on the line for his team, for his supporters, and for the people he's riding in honor of. Elite Sports Club is the new CIFA Boys U15 FA Cup champion, sealing the title on Saturday with a 2-0 win over Georgetown Sports Club. Elite struck early through Giovanni Morissette in the 19th minute before Dakota Brown doubled the lead midway through the second half to secure the trophy and cap an impressive cup run for the young squad. Elite Sports Club head coach Dion Brandon.
For me, it's a good accomplishment. It feels more rewarding to see the kids get to actually lift the trophy at the end of the season. They put in a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. For me, that's where I get the joy and the fulfillment.
A strong showing from both teams made for an exciting final and another positive showcase of youth football development in Cayman. And the Seoul Blazers head into Game 2 of the National Men's Basketball League Division 1 Finals this Sunday with a firm grip on the series after dominating the defending champion Lions 73-50 in the opener. Blazers forward Josh Cottrell says they're focused on keeping that momentum rolling.
We have to keep the same defense that we had in the first game, where we started off in a man-to-man defense, and we noticed that it took away a lot of their shot options. It kind of confused their ball handler on the court to start making new efforts to score, which their scoring style is shooting. So it kind of put us in a good position to keep them at a certain deficit under us. So yeah, just maintaining that lead and keeping that intensity defense-wise kind of made them stumble a bit on their plays.
What's the mindset going into game two now for the Blazers?
Keep that same, just the same momentum, and to hope that my teammates hit their shots just like the first game. They were really on point with passing and just having each other's back on the inside near the rim with rebounds. Yeah, I feel like once we continue that strategy, we should be fine. I think that it'll be a good game.
Do you think you guys can close this out and make this your 12th championship?
Ooh, I didn't even know it was the 12th one. Well, yeah, that sounds about right. But yes, that's what we're hoping is going to happen. I kind of feel it in my chest that it will too. So just trying to manifest that next win just to sweep them, to let them know that we're the best.
The Lions now face a must-win situation when the series resumes on Sunday at 5:45 p.m. at the Arc, as, of course, the defending champions try to keep their title hopes alive. Head coach James Collins says matching the Blazers' intensity is crucial for Game 2.
Game 1 was taken away from you guys last right. Sunday. What sort of adjustments you all have to make in order to maintain the Lions' way and to continue your game come Sunday against Blazers?
First things first, we have to come out with a different level of aggression on the defensive end. And, you know, we have to play physical and smart. And once we do those things, the offense will come.
What do you think was the cause of the loss on Sunday?
Respect to the Blazers, they wanted the game more. They came out more aggressive, more assertive, and they took it to us. We have to come out with that same level of aggression. Sometimes we may have to pass up the first shot to get a better shot, and we're going to need everybody just to play hard. If we play hard and stay aggressive, I think we can come out with the win.
So, Coach, what's the mindset going into Game 2 come this Sunday?
We're still confident. Respect to those guys. It's not like we haven't beaten them before. It's just that we have to play our style of basketball, and we can't make the Blazers dictate the style of play of the game or the pace of the game.
In Division 2, defending champions Pilipinas also hold the advantage after an 87-75 win over the U-17 Storm. Their Game 2 tips off on Sunday at 4 p.m. also at the Arc. Head coach Ferdy Ramiento says his team is determined to close out the series.
Coach, I know you guys took Game 1, but of course Game 2 is often the hardest to close out. What's the biggest adjustment you guys think you need to make in order to finish this job?
Well, the game that they performed last Sunday is really different. Was really different from the previous games that we played them. So we adjusted that Sunday, and we're planning to do more of that, protecting the ball and reducing our dribble and more on passing and more physical because, you know, these boys are really prepared on this championship.
Okay, and what do you see in Game 1 that you expect the other side to counter? And how are you guys preparing for that?
Well, their shooting is really terrific. They're doing good in their three-point shooting, you know. We need to adjust more on our defense, look on their guards, because their screening and passing on the outside is really good. I told you, they prepared on the type of games that we gave them for the last two games of the elimination. So they focus more on the outside shooting than being a drive and up and drive. So I think we're spread more on our defense and try to challenge their shooters and knock them out so that they cannot go back on rebound.
Awesome, Coach. And last question, you know, what's the mindset you want for your players carrying into Sunday's match?
Well, I think we are going to finish this game, and the teams are in a high spirit. They really want this game for the fans, for the Filipino fans, and also it's a pride of the Philippine team and Smoothie King team to be the champion of the Division 2 for the fourth time.
U-17 head coach Jonathan Powery says composure will be the key adjustment heading into Game 2.
I think we did well in matching their physicality and really allowed us to be in the game, but we just lacked a little bit of composure and experience for such a young team towards the end. We were also a little bit short-handed in terms of our personnel, but that will change on Sunday. We are getting back quite a few of our players, so that should definitely help us in terms of the rotation. So yes, definitely looking forward to Game 2, and it should be exciting. We're looking forward to taking it an extra step in extending the series to Game 3.
Finals weekend continues on Sunday as both divisions push toward a championship finish. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.